A niche business in Ardmore, Pennsylvania has built a national and international reputation as the purveyor of tangible links to the past. Now, WRTI's Merity Duddleston considers how original letters, autographs, manuscripts, and documents make history come alive.
In an increasingly paperless world, seeing, touching, or holding a written work from a bygone era can make the heart race. These primary sources, from presidential letters to a pay voucher signed by Ulysses S. Grant for his own salary, are the stock in trade of the Rabb Collection. President Nathan Rabb holds a receipt dated 1857, nearly 8 years after the death of Frederick Chopin, at age 39.
It's signed by Chopin's sister and his mother, who were working to publish some of his works posthumously. And it's a receipt for payment from his publisher.
Those works were 17 songs for piano and voice collected for Opus 74.
There are some things which say things that are important, and there are some things which do things that are important. So a receipt for something doesn't say anything important. It's a financial document. But what it is important.
This indicia of creative work finds its way to museums and private collections. And the closer a document is to what a person is remembered for doing best, the more it's valued.
The world of musical autographs is a nuanced field in the sense that you're dealing not only with letters, but you're dealing with musical scores. So if something relating to Beethoven or Mozart were to come up, the value is not only in the letters, but also in the musical scores, the actual work on paper.
And whether it's a receipt for the right to publish or a composer's score, an original writing fills blank spaces in a historic picture we thought was complete.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.